This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Ollie's busy making tracks. You're stuck with these four dumb hacks. Jamie, Chad, Jim, and Sam. We will do the best we can. Not the Mama Cookies Party. Mama Cookies Radio. Mama Cookies Party.
Hey, we got it! Oh,
don't you guys love this new theme song by Jim Testa?
It's pretty sweet.
It's really good.
I have loved it week in, week out.
That was the most Jim Testa thing I've ever heard.
Testa's in the studio making what's a really great record. Like I was saying, I've been on the Jim Testa record. I play bass on a track, maracas on a track, and the melodic on a track. And I can safely say it's a fucking killer.
Yeah. Jim is sort of like the guy. I view him as like the godfather of Mama Cocos.
No, just because he's from New Jersey does not make him.
No. Not because he has like a mafioso thing, but more so because he's like he's the senior member. He's the chairman of the board.
I see him as definitely a knowledgeable figure, a source of wisdom, I would say.
A source of wisdom.
And also, he's not El Presidente, but he's kind of like
Generalissimo.
he's the cranky
elderly Puerto Rican ladies. Yes.
Okay, yeah,
he is like no offense, Jim, but he's the cranky old.
That was a 30.
He's a cranky, whiny old man, but we need a cranky, whiny old man sometimes.
Yeah, it keeps us in check.
Exactly.
It shows us what rock and roll is about.
Yeah, I mean, he's been
well, that was a joke. Thank you for the laugh. And also, though, but it is a true statement that he's just been all over the whole thing for always.
Yeah, he's been around.
Yeah.
Jim's time.
He knows more. He's from a better time.
Jim's
time.
That's
the thing. He's from. I want to, like,
well,
I would love to recreate how it was then.
Yeah.
Now.
In the sense that, like,
he knows what happened because he was there.
But I don't know. I feel like there's, like, I'm gonna pick you up on that real quick. I'm gonna bounce back. Do you really feel like it was a better time?
Yeah.
Why?
Are you sure that's not just nostalgia for what you don't know?
I imagine a world. Listen.
No,
for me,
I actually am very, very interested.
For me, a world where people liked rock and roll a lot more.
Right.
Inarguable. And people liked rock and roll more in 1981 than now.
Well, would you argue?
Definitely.
Also, well, definitely as a genre.
Number two, a world where you could be a rock musician, to me, mm-hmm. and never use a cellular phone.
Right.
Never use the internet.
I get
never
that.
Use Facebook.
But
never
man, you can
tweet.
Only say that because you have those things. Is what I guess. I guess I'm coming from. Like
it's true. I would say though. Let me refine. Is it an analog era? Because all of the success that rock and roll had also was because of the magazines and you know publications. Everything had to be written down. There was kind of.
Do you want the ubiquity of YouTube or the conciseness of a vinyl?
Obviously, I'm a vinyl man, clearly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do get that desire. I often, though, wonder, in the internet age, the benefits and the repercussions.
The yield of music, the democracy of music...
We're just going straight into
...has
that.
Done nothing...
Jesse Turrets is in the
...for
house.
The content or quality of music, the democratization. It doesn't work.
Though I would say... Okay, so I would say... So. When I was growing up, right, I would be traveling down south with my family, and it would be 14 hours of just the Beatles, right? And you know, Brian Wilson every once in a while, and that's, you know, I love Brian, but that's also when I would fall asleep, because it was coming out in the, you know, dead of night. Yeah, I'm sorry, no, I mean, I love him, but when you're a child and already dwindling, you know. Surfer girl.
it lulls you to sleep is what it does.
It does, like a boat
surfer
on at sea.
Surfer girl, you've been living in the surf.
There we go. But anyway, so you know, but then it wasn't until because of the internet that like I discovered, you know, some of my main influences these days, which would have never... I don't even mean modern stuff. I mean, like, old, like, Portuguese folk music and, like early Italian opera that my parents
would
have never touched.
No, you have to become a record collector.
Oh, I'm Jesse Turrets. I listen to old Italian opera and French... and French new wave...
Mais d'accord, oui.
Folk poetry... hardcore post.
Je t'aime. Je t'aime.
I'm Jesse Turret. Je t'aime tout le monde. I'm really cultured,
Jesse
by Turret's the way.
The most finely nuanced member
by the
of
way.
The Mama
I would say
collective.
The most finely nuanced hillbilly you can find north of the border.
And I'm...
Well, hot damn.
I know, thank you.
And I'm
hot
the,
ham.
And I'm the biggest shit talker in Mama Co.
They're all out today,
this has devolved.
People.
This has gone from, like, high to low.
Well, anyway.
Super quick.
So,
Let's hear some music.
Let's not burn ourselves out in the first 6 minutes.
For a debate. Was you that my pizza?
We're gonna, Hillary, man? We're
going
to do something smoother now. We're going to go to the Jean Jacket's third record. This is...
I am also wearing a jean jacket.
Yeah.
Good
I'm
shit.
Not wearing a jean jacket.
A New Jersey band.
This is my day.
It's a good album.
Sam Davidson okay. got
Hi.
The bee sting pizza.
I'm Sam. Hi.
One more time.
Update. Sam
Hi,
Davidson
I'm
got the
New
bee
York
sting
City
pizza.
Singer-songwriter Sam Davidson. And when I go to Brooklyn, I love to go to Roberta's Pizza. My favorite is the bee sting with sausage and honey and basil leaves and stuff and shit.
Basil leaves.
Basil Rathbone.
It's my leaves. Roberta's Pizza. It's a great place to go with friends.
my friend,
and you can have a beer too.
My friend Ava good. Just joined us. You want to say hi, Ava?
What's up,
she does
Ava?
Art. She's my art person. So if you see an album of mine, because I'm just doing shameless self-promotion all evening, as I'm the most cultured hillbilly north
for.
Of the border.
Hillbilly.
Thank you. Thank
yes, the turrets. I don't know from these city folk, because I'm a simple hillbilly.
Hold on, man. He's pitching.
Well, playing banjo.
And Ava does all of my art on all of the albums. So if you've ever seen a piece there, Final Lady. Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's, you guys got to tack on to that. Here. I set them up.
Well,
you knocked them down.
I'd like to knock them down. Let's introduce everyone because we like didn't even do that at the top, and we have a different
roster.
We
dove into some deep ass
shit. Just went straight in here. Let's take a moment, collect ourselves, and tell you who you're hearing right now. I'm Sam Braverman. We've also got Sam Davidson, eclectic motherfucker, singer-songwriter.
I'm Jesse Turrets. I'm a simple hillbilly folk. I like to sing the folk songs on the guitar and the banjo, and I do a little fiddling as well.
You want to be Jamie?
Hi! I'm Jamie Fry. I play in the Brooklyn Wild.
And I'm Jim Testa, longtime beat reporter for Jersey Beat Radio.
And
and I'm Jack Nicholson. I love Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen.
That's a callback to
I like
to
eating Roberta's.
When I eat here, you have to hold the pepperoni. I want you to hold it between your knees.
This pizza makes me want to be a better man.
So
okay, guys. All right, now
that fulfilled a lot of checklists on the. On the bucket list there, but wow, what should we play? I love you all.
We told you who everyone is.
We actually gave each other a very good representation.
Yeah,
like for those listeners who don't know who we are, in post-apocalyptic afterworld,
Brooklyn.
Now you know.
Yeah. No, you guys know what's hip now.
Is there anybody out there?
Are we going thematic? Can I just pick a song?
Hey, man.
Random?
Our thing is...
Yeah, why don't we here? Why don't we all pick one? Yeah. Why don't we go around, and it's Jesse's turn. You pick a song to play. Ooh. This is Jesse Turrett's pick.
Hi, babies.
Yo, take the jack, homie.
Jack!
Promise we're going to plug the jack all the way in this time. You will hear the song from the start. You will not just hear us ranting.
You're going to plug in the jack?
Jack it, baby.
I was just thinking about this song. So it's a little bit of a up and up party song in its way.
I like to party.
A bit of a song while I walk through these Brooklyn streets.
Is it Andrew W.K.?
No, it is the Great American Novel, R.I.P., Bushwick Nights.
All right. Oh, the B-side.
There we go. I know.
We're going to hear JR singing.
I'm a beer, romance, you dance.
Hi.
That was a good time.
I like that one.
Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about that.
That's a pretty autobiographical work right there.
Yeah?
I mean, it sounds like it's about getting drunk in Bushwick. Right?
I would think that it's both.
That's something I've never done.
Ever.
I've never got drunk in Bushwick before. I don't know what that's... I truly want to know. Like, I like that song because...
I mean, now is
the lyricism describes something that I've never done before. Yeah. And, you know, it's like... It's like hearing about the other side of the world.
It's like when I hear a song like "I grew up in Namibia," I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's it like getting drunk in Bushwick?
Right, yeah. That's my thought process regularly, you know.
Maybe I'll find out someday.
Maybe. I wonder what it's like getting drunk in Namibia. I mean, they must be pretty rad.
Namibia?
Namibia?
What's that?
Namibia.
What's that?
Namibia. The
small African nation.
I'm not an educated man.
Hey,
so, yeah.
Okay, geography. So
I'm a mere hillbilly.
Right.
I'm a townie. That's what it is. I'm an uneducated New York townie.
I thought you were about to just make this like we're doing the rest of the show. You as Jesse Turrets and me as Jamie Fry. Hey,
no, I can't commit to that.
If you guys gonna be those guys? Can I be Bobby Bread?
I can't commit to that. I gotta be me. I gotta be me.
Oh, what if we had a show tunes episode? I feel like in this community
we could rock it, but there's no one among hookers.
I could sing the shit out of a show tune, dude.
Me too.
I'll fucking destroy it. I'm sure.
No,
Jesse's
a theater guy.
I can.
I'm a reformed theater person.
Yeah, there you go. Reformed.
Davidson, I'd like
after
to hear
the great
you
reforms
do,
of 1982.
I'd like to hear, Davidson do from the Les Mis, the master of the house. That song, I bet you would kill that.
Oh, I love that song.
You would kill it. You should put that in the set, dude.
That'd be a bit much.
I would headbang to that.
Yeah, I would do that'd it. Be, it'd yeah, be great.
I'd grow my hair.
I love it. I love a show tune before the 50s, for the most part.
Yeah,
word.
I feel like you're a golden.
A Porter. Man.
Oh, a nice. Gershwin, yeah, of course, there's a little, yeah.
Jerome Kern.
42nd Street.
Rogers and Hammerstein.
Allentown. Did you say Allentown? The most important words in the English language. Musical comedy.
Speaking of which, I saw Hand to God last week. It was fantastic.
Hand to God, it was
what's
fantastic?
What's that? Davidson, what's that?
It's a new Broadway
it's
show.
It's a new Broadway play. It's gotten rave reviews. It's about a puppet who, like, possesses the guy whose hand
Oliver Ignatius is the puppet.
Now I'm interested.
I wish.
Like,
it's really good.
Is Oliver a puppet?
Does it feature puppets?
I like musicals. Puppetry? I like musicals after the 50s. My favorite is actually Pippin.
Pippin's okay.
They did I
Pippin. A friend of mine just played drums for Pippin. Pippin.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Pippin, it's okay.
That is Pippin.
It's a good show.
This is a good show, you know. What are we looking forward to in this new summer? It was midsummer, the solstice, the other day. Congratulations, world, for a full revolution.
Sweet. Yeah. Are we still in retrograde? I hear about that on Facebook like every day.
I feel like we're always in like.
Wait, no, I just got a really violent. Yeah, go. Can you explain?
Go, please. Oh, I was just gonna say that we're not in retrograde anymore because I'm starting to feel like normal again.
Okay, so this was
a
thing.
Like
she's very empathetic.
Everyone
as well.
Was like, "I'm pretty sensitive, but like everyone's in kind of a funk, you know." Did you feel it?
I don't know. Like I just kept seeing people post on the social media like, oh no, Mercury's in retrograde. That's why I'm feeling weird. But I feel like I've been seeing those posts for about 4 months now, and I've lost all like urgency.
I feel
been
great.
In retrograde for a long time.
I feel great.
Well, Jamie's glad. I mean, he will retrograde all the way back to vinyl.
I don't
put him.
I don't like. This thing that we can just excuse anything bad like
I know
you know like when you suffer in depression or something like you're like you can just anything just like fucking
Mercury's in retrograde, man.
Hey, did you take a shower today? Fucking Mercury.
Yeah.
Are you
it's kind of like the
drunk
excuse.
Are you wasted
excuse,
right
you know?
Now?
Right.
It's the afternoon.
No, but I feel
well,
like
the Mercury is in retrograde. Okay?
It's fucking with my shit.
Dad, why are you leaving? Mercury's
just going
in
to
retrograde,
get cigarettes.
Son.
I'll be back when we're out of retrograde.
Happy Father's Day. I'll see you when the retrograde's through.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. We hope you had a great Father's
Day. Yeah, is this our Father's Day episode?
And to all the fathers out there, happy birthday.
And to my dad, come back from the store. I have cigarettes from you.
I love dads, but I think Father's Day sucks.
I was once described as super dad.
Super dad.
Well, you know, I know my directions. You know, I make sure everyone gets home.
Are you good with coupons?
I'm horrible with coupons.
Ah, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not a Jewish dad. All right.
I'm good with coupons.
but bad with coupons.
I'm sorry, I went for the cheap joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, let me see. I gotta see if I have a dad song. You guys talk now.
I got a jam for the dads. So if your dad doesn't like jazz, he's not a dad. But there's a cooler kind of jazz out there now that the kids are really hip to. We call it robot jazz.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you see what I just did there?
That was beautiful.
What is this?
Ben Pagano.
Oh, okay.
God fucking...
This is, see, it's always happened in the gym, and I think he's getting...
Jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz. That was funky as shit. Damn.
That's from
That's the Ben Pagano band.
Funked up. Yeah.
They just cut their new LP over at Mama Coco's that will hopefully be out, I'd like to say, in the late summer, early fall. I don't know any of them, though, so I'm just guessing. But yeah, something like that.
They all have beautiful hair. I just did a show with them. They kill it live. Look out for them on the Facebooks.
And the Hair Patrol.
And the Hair Patrol. Yeah. They let their freak flag fly.
Look out for them on the Hair Patrol.
This Wednesday, Bravo.
When you're out scoping some hair, dude, to tell your barber, look out for Ben Cabano Band. Cabano Band?
Ben Cabano in the Cabana.
Ben Pagano Band in the Copacabana.
The Ben Cabano Band. It's the chillest beach band you've ever heard.
I don't know about you guys. Maybe it's me getting older and more mature. But lately, I really appreciate like women's haircuts and their outfits. And I'm always like, that's a lovely outfit. Does that make me seem super gay?
No, I'm that way. But I'm pretty I'm there with you.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
You think that's cool?
So, yeah, but I've just been like,
I mean, what do you think? Is that cool to be like, that's an excellent outfit?
I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's cool.
We need love advice from Ava DeBay right now.
When I see someone wearing really cool
I mean,
clothes.
It just depends on what you're appreciating it for.
Well, like the other week,
like
I
style,
was,
like a stylish woman.
Yeah, right. No.
Yeah.
Right.
We never go out.
The other week, I was walking and I was like, I saw this woman in the park and she had this amazing, like, fully matching outfit on. There were these like red, like Carmen Sandiego esque pants that were just like voluminous.
Where in the world?
Yeah, exactly. Just like huge pants, and then this like billowy. She looked like Carmen Sandiego, like this like billowy shirt, and I was just like, "You look great. You look so put together. Like every piece here is coordinated." And I said to her, I was like, you have a great outfit. And she said, thank you. And I was like, okay, cool. Let's go about our days now.
There we go. So it works out. Well, you couldn't ask, like, you could have gone for it, right?
I mean, what was there to go? I just wanted to tell her that I liked your outfit.
That's nice.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be about...
I'm trying to simulate conversation.
For me, it's like both. For me, it's not
like a conversing type. Like, I don't go up and talk to strangers on the street, really. Like, this is like the limit of it.
Amelia Earhart.
I mean,
like, she went missing. She could have just crashed down in Brooklyn.
And suddenly been a 20-something-year-old black woman?
She might have crossed the international date line a few times.
Whoa. Where is this going? Oh, my God.
This summer.
Yeah, right, the summer. Everyone's summer. What are some things that are buzzing in the summer?
Yeah, what's going on?
Bees. What are the buzzwords? Bees? Air conditioners?
Sam, what's popping?
Right?
I'm excited to do some... do some paddling and some hiking. I'm just excited to get out in the great outdoors.
That sounds awful. Like,
paddling in water or on butts?
Both.
Nice.
And let's see. I'm excited for a lot of things. I'm thankful for my mom and my dad. I'm excited to release my album sometime. I don't know when yet.
Maybe.
Oh, I see. Now we're getting into
September. What's keeping you? What's keeping you?
We're getting into album talk.
I know. But I do have to say, I am excited for the.
We all are going to have a record come out this summer,
that's
actually.
What I'm saying, yeah. because it's kind of this renaissance.
Not me.
Thank you. For the Mama Coco sound, I feel. Well, we just got this new piano in. Have you guys seen the piano?
Yeah, I mean, I have a
real hard on for that.
I know.
The piano.
The collective was dormant for 9 months, and now that like the studio has been open for a couple, it's like in the next couple of weeks, it's just going to be a slow like trickle that will lead to a deluge of like
that's what I'm saying.
New music.
A deluge.
Yeah. On those grounds, I totally feel you. Like,
I am excited.
So
for
many
that.
Groups
yeah.
have like finished records, have new records, new bands. The bands like the Regrets that we played on here last week. The guys from Aviv, like fucking cool. Music is happening.
I know.
Mine's gonna take 3 years to record.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. That's how the good ones go.
Chinese samocracy.
Nice.
He has two bucket heads.
When I say hey,
that was good.
Thank you. Mm. Oh, we should get like a sound cue board in here.
I don't know if I like the summer anymore.
Why not?
Why? What's wrong?
I hate the heat.
Yeah.
I hate the heat. I sweat. So I just sweat a lot. I'm a dog walker.
Oh, man.
So like the first half of my day is just all sweating.
Yeah, and the dogs don't sweat because they sweat out of their tongue. So
that's
science
true.
Facts with Jesse Turrets.
And let's see, what else do I hate about the summer? People go out too much, and things are crowded more. Right. What else do I hate about the summer? I don't like bugs.
Sunburns.
What do you like? What do you like about the summer? What do you still
I'll say
like?
What I like.
What do I like the beach, but I'm not at the. It's not like I'm at the beach right now.
Rockaway Beach is so close.
It's an option.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what I like. Here's the thing with the summer. I hate the summer day. To me, the summer day is depressing.
You're all about those summer
I like summer nights.
Hello-ella.
The way I like to be in the summer, which is not manageable, is I'd like to sleep till about 4 p.m. And then I'd stay up till about 8 a.m.
Yeah, that weird
and
blue light.
Those are the hours that I want. I stay up really late in the summer because it's just a better part of the day to have.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And it's not brutally cold.
Yeah, I mean, we are getting less.
I don't know if I hate the summer. I'm sorry. That seems really sweet.
No, you know what I think it is? No, I think this is what it is, right? So we had this rough winter here in New York City for you listeners in Omaha and only Omaha.
Jim Bob.
And, and because.
Connor Oberst.
The greater Omaha area.
There you go. Connor Oberst in the greater Omaha area. We had a crazy winter here. It was cold. I'm sure it was cold for you guys, too, because of the temperate climate. But in Omaha. I think it was really rough, and then we're like, can't wait for summer to be here, and now we remember that it just smells, and we sweat, and, you know, I think it's just this classic grass is always greener.
Am I the only person in New York who doesn't notice this, quote-unquote, like, summer stench? Like, so many friends of mine who come here during the summer or whatever, they're like, it smells terrible.
Smells terrible.
Dude, Broom Street,
it becomes
like, down
garbage
in the Bowery?
City.
There's nothing like hot garbage in the New York summer.
I guess I just smell like
what about Chinatown in the summer? You ever been there?
Well, yeah, that's a
Chinatown
that's
in the summer.
I was just there
second,
last night.
The Second Avenue F train.
Horrible.
In the summer.
Oh, it's awful. It's the worst.
It's like the fucking... The nucleus
any of
hell.
Those venues then? I know.
Oh my god.
No, that's some rough stuff.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Terrible things aside, let's play the people something nice.
Oh, it's so awful. Oh, it's here. Summer's so terrible. Okay.
You wanted to do that. It's okay.
Thank you, guys.
Davidson, do you have a tune?
Yeah.
Do you have a tune?
Oh,
here.
Let's hear.
This is Sam Davidson pick.
Okay, I'm going to hold this guy till the end.
The Samson pick.
Jack. Put in the Jack.
All right,
this is a track from long forgotten Mama Coco's band, Red Dwarf.
Ooh, oh, nice. Good pick.
I don't know this.
I've been obsessed with this album lately.
This is
White Wizard.
It's magic, I'm fucking up. Sucking dick.
Oh man, we're in the middle of a deep convo here.
Hot diggity daffodil.
Oh my god. Things are getting hot. Hot in here.
That was a classic joint.
I know. That was a classic one.
I love that album. It's been one of my favorite albums listening. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a super group. This past year. You could say.
Yeah.
It's a super group of townies.
Really?
Townie musicians.
Yeah.
Well,
not as bad as me.
Guys, but our time together is drawing to a close. I think we should just quickly mention again one or two couple things. Jesse's got a new record coming out at some point in time.
At some point, I'll let you guys know.
You should go listen to Jesse Turrett's record.
Thanks, guys.
Sam's working on a new record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got more studio.
What do you guys think your albums are called?
I got more studio time in August.
Just say a title. It doesn't have to be the real title.
I got more studio time in August, but I'm taking my time with it. I don't want to say that top title of mine. It's
Chinese Samocracy is pretty good.
The Revenge of the Reggaeton.
That's like a pretty sweet title, I'd say.
Yeah.
Never mind the bollocks. Here is Sam Davison. Would be a pretty good title.
I want my live band to be Sam Davison and the Sam Davisons.
I think that's a poor idea. That's a poor idea, and you should name it. You should be like the Hot Fucks or something.
Sam Davison.
You know, it should be something. It should be something like
fucks.
Something
I'm,
hot.
I'm a family friendly act now, guys.
You want to be the new Weird Al?
Well, for shit that's not family friendly, if anybody is hanging out in Brooklyn tonight and you want to go see some loud, angry rock music, come see the Dregs at the Gutter. We're playing at like 11. This is shameless self-promotion.
If you want to see 12 angry men perform.
There's four of us.
If you would like to see me go up to a one-man play of William Shakespeare's Hamlet, hire me.
Yeah, because he's
shameless self-promotion. Thank you.
I bet you're for real too.
A little bit.
He's got several parts of it.
Who's flying us away?
I think we're gonna get flown away by the Papa himself. Let's go out with Boss Ignatius. This is
Boss Ignatius.
Yeah.
Oi, come on.
P Boss Ignatius. Oi.
The fucking boss man.
This is one of the.
I had enough of him.
One of the last ones to ever come out of the Ghost Pal camp. This is Spooky Spider.
It was the last.
Oh, great. Oh,
wait, by the light of the land in July, our pathway.
You got it going. I was trying my most to escape this place. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.